USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will award the National Medal of Science and the National Medal of Technology and Innovation today. That'll be taking place in the East Room at 11:30 this morning Eastern. Tonight at 6, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his partner Jody Hayden will meet the President and First Lady in the South Portico part of the White House. Federal prosecutors will reportedly sit down for a couple of closed-door interviews this week as part of the House Judiciary Committee's investigation into alleged politicization of the Hunter Biden investigation. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Martin Estrada, is set to meet with the committee today, while the Justice Department Tax Division Attorney, Stuart Goldberg, will meet tomorrow. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband internet.
Under his proposal, schools would need to implement restrictions on accessing social media platforms in order to be eligible for the federal funding. Additionally, Cruz's bill would establish guidelines to regulate the amount of screen time assigned to students as part of their academic coursework. In a statement, the Texas Republican characterized social media as addictive and distracting, expressing concerns about its potential to be misused or harmful to children. I'm John Schaefer.
The House remains without a speaker going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum was held last night to hear from those who have filed to run, with an internal election slated for today. Eight contenders are now in the running. The moon may be 40 million years older than scientists have said in the past. A study published in Geochemical Perspectives Letters revealed molten crystals from the moon's surface suggests Earth's collision with the planet Theia, in theory, creating the moon, happened much earlier than scientists predicted. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Detroit police are emphasizing that the stabbing death of the president of a local synagogue is not believed to be connected to anti-Semitism.
We don't feel, as of this press conference, that there's anything that supports anyone else being at risk as it relates to a hate crime.
Police Chief James White stated that they are actively pursuing a suspect in the case. Samantha Wall was discovered with multiple stab wounds on a sidewalk near her residence on Saturday morning. She held the position of president of the Isaac Agree Downtown Detroit Synagogue. She also previously worked for two Democratic Michigan politicians. Experts are warning about a challenging respiratory virus season and strongly recommend getting vaccinated. Dave Collins has more.
CDC forecast says there could be as many as 25 new weekly hospitalizations for every 100,000 people in the U.S. The CDC suggests this season will be similar to last year, which had hospitals more full than any other point in the pandemic.
This year, Halloween candy prices have surged by 13%, as reported by both the U.S. Bureau of Labor and a supply chain expert from UCLA. The increase in cost can be attributed to the elevated expense of ingredients, labor, and transportation. Consequently, the average American household is projected to allocate about $35 for candy this year, a rise from the previous year's $30 expenditure. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.